Welcome back, gossipers, to another episode of Gossipin'. The girls and I are here tonight, and we are going to take it back to the early 2000s. All right. So, as you guys know, we are 90s babies, all of us. So, we pretty much grew up in the early age of YouTube. Instagram wasn't even a thing. The pre-days of Twitter, when it was mainly you and your high school friends tweeting every 5 seconds about how boring your class was and who was throwing a party tonight. So I wanted us to go down memory lane, specifically with YouTube, because we've seen the platform grow so much. We have some creators that some of us have been watching for over 10 years. We have other people that came and went. And so I just want us to go over, like who were starting here. Who were like our YouTubers? Like, who did you guys like come home and watch? If you did any, were there people that you like subscribe to? Was there anyone that was like you were that they were your person? Or did you guys, were you guys not any of those kids that were all up on YouTube?
So I am the oldest in the group here. And does anyone else remember when you couldn't be on the internet and the phone at the same time? That's how old I am.
Oh my God. Is that bit? Isn't that dial up,
That's dial up.
bitch?
When it was like literally sounded like a fax machine, that's when I grew up. I actually wasn't a YouTube kid because, fun fact, my dad was like stupid strict when I was a kid. So we had parental blocks on YouTube. So I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of things. So I was literally forced to play outside. But I do vividly remember being obsessed with Jenna Marbles. Like that was one that me and my friends always talked about. And it was like early days because I feel like she got a little weird towards the end. But
Yeah, I
yeah,
agree.
like yeah, like I remember watching her in the beginning when she was dating that one guy that she had met in college. Like they were together for years and everyone thought they were gonna get married. Do you guys remember this?
Yes, of course. Max No Sleeves, loved
Yes.
him. He was so fine. Oh
So
my,
hot. And I was
so
obsessed with
fine.
them. Like, I literally remember being a kid and being like, oh, I can't wait to get to college and be like, Jenna, and be my husband one day. Like, I
Oh
was
my God.
obsessed with them. But I honestly, I think that was pretty much it. Like, I remember watching like makeup videos and like Jackie Aina. And then there's the other one, Manny something, that I used to watch his videos all the time. But I wasn't as obsessed with YouTube compared to a lot of people that I know.
Okay,
Jenna,
so
how about you?
I will say, I am a YouTube girly, okay, through and through.
You still are. Like, you are
I
definitely
still
still
am.
yeah. loyal.
Who said was? I am a YouTube girly.
Right.
Okay, Jenna Marbles, 100%. Like, that's a classic. I'll never forget when she was on Epic Rap Battles, Epic
Yeah.
Rap Battles of History, and she played Eve, and I forgot some other comedian did like Adam. And it was actually really good that I used to like, that was my guilty pleasure back in the day. Okay. So Jenna Marbles, Jackie Aina, I have been obsessed with Jackie Aina since before she was on TikTok. Same thing with Emily Albarico, Mariko, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Jeanette, I did not know that Emily Mariko like was a YouTuber before
Yeah.
she blew up on TikTok. And Jeanette said she's been watching her for years. I had no idea. I
Same.
had never heard of her.
I have I'm also really bad with names, so don't take that as a sign that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But Mariko, Miss Mariko, yes, I've been following her and watching her for years since her man, who I think is her husband now, since they were like dating and he was in some type of grad school of some sort. My favorites of hers were always like she used to have like best underwear, best jeans, like best leggings. Like she used to have that like I don't know that little like segue. That shit was good. And I really enjoy her voice. I know on TikTok she's like mute and she like does like, well, she's not mute, but she's not speaking. And she does like ASMR or whatever in the kitchen.
The
Listen.
salmon, the what
Yeah.
is it that she does? The rice in the microwave with the water, the ice
Yes. And
cube. Yes.
she recently got in trouble for doing like, or not recently, but over Thanksgiving, I think she did like an uncooked pumpkin pie and people were like roasting
Oh
her.
my God, that jiggly ass bullshit that she tried to
That was
make.
disgusting. Your
That
pie
thing
should
was
not jiggle.
disgusting.
Your pie should not be jiggling unless your ass is jiggling because you ate some pie, but that's a different story, okay?
She took that shit out of the oven and like slid it across the table, and that shit looked like a swimming pool.
It
Like
was
it was
watery. It was
bad.
nasty. But honestly, I knew her before the food. Like, she was not big for food. She was big for like clothing and like hauls and all that stuff.
I'm on
Okay.
her page right now, and yeah, it's all clothes. Like,
It's
it's
clothes.
all
She's
like.
the one, I will confess, she's the one that got me into Target underwear before Target underwear was a thing. So the Odon Aden, Udon. I don't know how to pronounce it.
A-U-D-E-N.
Yeah. So before it was like mainstream and people were like shopping at Target, like back in the day, she was like, hey, these are like the most affordable underwear you can find. And they're actually like really good quality. So like, listen, I went out there. Same thing with my skinny jeans back when they were in. Like, she's the one that made me drop $100 on a pair of Madewell jeans. Mm. But moving on. So I've listed a couple. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, OK. Claudia.
Claudia, that's who I was going to bring up. I know you've talked about her.
I have followed her since she was in her teal bedroom when she was like in high school or wherever the fuck she was. Let's not forget. Oh, okay. Wait, now it's all coming back to me. Okay, let's not forget. Oh, fuck. Bethany Moda. Okay. Yes. Anybody know?
You were an OG. OG.
Yes. I remember her line when it came out at Aristotle, and I was like, oh, damn, this is not for me. I cannot fit into this girl.
But I remember like watching her when she had like braces and she was like in middle school, and then she was like at Aristotle, and I was like, okay, bitch.
I think she talked about it like in a TikTok. I'm pretty sure she had that line at Aristotle when she was like 16 or 17. Yeah. Like, to have your own clothing line that young, she's definitely like success story.
I remember taking her video of her prom hair and like taking it to like my salon when I got my prom hair done. Like, I thought she was so fucking pretty.
Her back to school videos where she's like, outfits for back to school. She's the one that got me into like bows in my hair. You guys remember like bow clips were big? Okay, I was that bitch. Okay. Okay. So Bethany Moda, Mac Barbie 07. I know they're okay. So
you had me, you lost me.
So I'm pretty sure if you look her up, Mac Barbie 07 later became, fuck, I forgot her real name. This is back when like they had like the cool like handles, and then they went to their like legal names or whatever.
Yeah, it was never usually their real names. They all had like a persona that they
Correct. Yeah. So if you look up Mac Barbie 07, actually that might be Bethany Moda. Yeah. Okay. So Bethany Moda's back, Barbie 07. Fuck. I'm trying to think of, okay, I'm going to describe her in the best way I know possible. I don't know if you guys are going to know her, but she used to live in California. She did makeup. She then moved to New York, and then she came out as gay.
Nikki Tutorials?
No. I can't remember her name, and she's off of YouTube now, similar to Jenna Marbles. Fuck, she was one of the OGs. I can't remember her name. Why am I thinking of like Adrian? I can't think of what it is, but anyways, I used to follow her religiously. I mean, listen, I could go on and on and
so
on.
So you were very much on like makeup fashion YouTube. Like, you were very like those back in the days, how to style, how to do like
dress, I was that girl,
all that stuff. Yes. Yeah.
I was so her.
I was 100% on the other side. I was very much, and I think this is sort of like our generation too, was like the rise and beginning of like sketch comedy YouTube, and like parodies. Like, song parodies were so big. I would literally, like, there was a few. Do you guys remember the video, Let's Get Some Shoes, with the guy with the blonde hair and the glasses? It's literally so famous. Let's get some shoes. You guys all know that video? Okay, well, that was a big hit. So a lot of that stuff was me. It was what I watched. And actually, looking back on it, and I'll go through the list of YouTubers now, but like, I was someone that watched Fred. I was one of those.
Oh, no, I did not watch Fred. I think that was too young for me. I think that was more Caesar. And right, even then, he watched it, and he was really young for watching it. But he watched it because he was around my younger brother.
But. Yeah. And like, do you guys remember Ryan Higa?
Yes, I remember him.
He was like that, him and Kev Jumba, like those two, like they're these two Asian YouTubers. And I want to say Ryan was the most subscribed person. I just read an article from like 2009, 2011. Like, I was religiously coming home and watching their videos. Like, I thought they were so funny. And it's like, even watching them now, like, it was very much skits, and like they were playing people, and they had like one of Ryan's alter egos was like Rustin Heber, and it was like an Asian Justin Bieber, and he played that person. So that was
actually kind of funny.
It is. And like, I mean, I was watching it while I was like looking up stuff for this, and I was still cracking up. Like, so I wasn't very much in like vlogs, and I'm not really into that stuff now either. Like, I was always like sketches and parodies and just funny videos. Like, do you remember the song? Well, I mean, the Leave Britney Alone video is like a thing, and then
yes.
And remember, they would like take people would take like viral videos and like add beats to it and would like make them into
songs. Oh my
God.
That by far is my favorite era of the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like when they were like that, what was that? The one from the Chicago Projects where he's like, you're dumb. You're real dumb. And he's like, we gonna find you. Oh my God. That
hide
song,
your hide your kids, hide your wife. Like that became a huge thing.
Right. And then I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary, the homeless guy, the whoop bam, whoop bam. Or what was the sound that he made? The smash. Yeah, that was
like bam, bam. And I actually, you know what? I'd never seen that original video, which is crazy. I didn't. So when we watched the documentary, I was like, but I believe it, like, you know, because that's what we did. Like anything. Oh my God, remember Double Rainbow? Like Double Rainbow across the sky. It's literally a video.
I don't remember.
It started out as some guy just uploaded this random video of him seeing a double rainbow, and someone took it and they made it into a song. And it was Double Rainbow, and everyone knew what that was.
You know, but which one I recall? The Charlie Bit My Finger with the two little kids.
Oh my God,
That was one of the first videos to ever go like viral before viral was a thing, like back in the day.
And that's the thing too, is now we look at all this stuff as like going viral, but like back in the day, it was just, you knew, like everyone pretty much watched like the same stuff. Like everyone knew what was going viral, what were like the top YouTube videos to watch. It was just time that was.
I do want to loop back around. I want to close the loop or else this is going to bother me. For those of you listening, I remember the name. It was Ingrid Nielsen. She also had, does that not ring a bell to anybody?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm Googling her right now.
So Ingrid Nielsen, she did have like one of those like catchy handles. I don't remember what the name was, but she, okay. So I followed her forever and she did like beauty, makeup, whatever, like lifestyle anyways. So she had a boyfriend for a long time. She was like one of the most subscribed people on YouTube. Right now she has 3.47 million subscribers, but like she left YouTube like 3-4 years ago. So like, think about that. Like she definitely had much more at her prime. And she was like your average, I don't know, girl, next door girl, like super friendly, really cute, whatever. And all of a sudden she posts this video. This was like 6 or 7 years ago. She posted a video and it's like coming out, or like, there's something we need to talk about. And she comes out as gay on this video. And like the internet was like, oh my God, like it's, I guess people just were, I don't know. I was in high school, so like whatever, but like people high school. I don't know where I was, but people, I remember people freaking out because it was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like coming out now is more normal, but like, I think obviously that's as time progresses, like it's going to be more socially acceptable. But like, think about like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And she's like this influencer before influencing was a thing.
Right.
And a lot of people like, I wouldn't say lost their shit, but like, I guess didn't see it coming. I will say, last thing I'll say is I really enjoyed, even though I've never been like full glam, like, you know, whatever, I really enjoyed makeup videos. I'm Michelle Phan. I've been following that.
Oh,
bitch,
I love her.
Michelle Phan. Her. And then
she came up on one of the lists that I saw.
Yes. Love her. She's like one of the OGs. Yeah. But then additionally, I will say, let's not forget about the James Charles of it all. Let's not forget about the Tati.
The Stairs.
I think that was like, because it was like full glam. So like they all peaked because of the makeup that they did, because it was so heavy. Like nowadays, people aren't really peaking for makeup, you know, like not everybody's doing like heavy makeup, but the tea was teeing. The gossip was gossiping. Okay. It was the best. It was the best and it was the worst of time for some of these people.
Go ahead, B.
I was going to say, even like the people who were around, like the Jeffree Star of them all. And then who was the one that literally is like completely canceled? He did a lot of crazy things.
Shane Dawson.
Like even those.
Oh my God.
Like if you think about it, like he would be running around and they would be so chaotic because it was like the camera was like running with you. Mm-hmm. And I remember being obsessed with those videos. And now I don't know if you guys, like, I know we're skipping a little bit, but I don't know if you saw, like, Tana Mojo did an interview recently with the one that Trish used to be on.
With Ethan Klein.
Yes, she did an interview about that, and she was talking about like those days in YouTube, and it's so true. Like, that era of YouTube is just so fucking iconic, and the mm-hmm. things that they would get away with that literally they could never get away with today is nuts.
If you even think about, like, and I never watched Shane Dawson. Like, I always knew who he was. Like, that was a name in YouTube. Like, you knew that name, whether you watched him or not. Like, you could not get past it without seeing one of his videos. And even same with Jenna Marbles. You watch some, I mean, and like, this is sad because this is ultimately what like made her leave, but it's like, it was just such a different time back then. Like, no one thought like this stuff is gonna haunt me, or like people are gonna be mad at me about this stuff, because that stuff was, I don't want to say okay back then, but it was like, it was just funny. Everything was just funny.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, and I probably should know this, I think Jenna just left because she was like over it, or was she canceled? Did she like
leave? I think she was going through like some mental health issues. And that's what I thought. It was just one of those things that she grew out of the platform. Like, it just got to be too much, because by then she wasn't even just YouTube. Like, remember she was on like Khloe Kardashian's show, like as a a voice talk, whatever. I think she was just all over the place, and I think she lost herself because of the internet.
I think at like the peak though of, you know, BLM, of like pandemic, of like COVID, like, you remember, it's like the whole thing that happened with Stassi and Kristen from Vanderpump when they uncovered that thing that happened with Faith years ago. Like, it was really that point in time when everyone was just like on their computers and looking for someone to be mad at. So I do think she was going through her own stuff, but there was stuff that had resurfaced from years ago that people just decided to hop on. I do want to say, and Vanessa, I'm not sure if you're looking it up, I'm like 90% sure people had brought up this like old clip and like said that she did blackface. That's
what I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, that's what I remember. And it just became a thing where people were just like going after her, and she was just like, I don't need this. Like, I've been doing this for years. Like, I've been through enough stuff. I know she had a podcast with her, I believe now husband. I don't know if they still do it, but I think for her, yeah, she just grew out of it. I mean, like, the fact that she just never really stopped is insane, because she's been on it, I think, for like 10 or 12 years. Cause she's someone I can think all the way back was
her videos were genuinely entertaining. Like, I would watch 20, 30 minutes of like a vlog or whatever. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed her videos. Vanessa, when you find the deets, let us know.
So this is what it was, that she did blackface, but she was mocking Nicki Minaj. So she's like, it's not like I was doing it to be like intentionally like racist. She was like, I literally was just like doing like a skit. What Natalie was talking about, like, these sketches. She's like, I was doing a sketch of Nicki Minaj. That was one thing. And then she has another video where she's like, hey, Ching Chong Wing Wong. So we were like, oh, so now she's being racist against like Asian people. So it was a buildup of all these things. And she's like, at this point, I'm 32 years old. Like, I'm not going to be doing the same videos that I was making when I was 19. She's like, at this point, like, I apologize for everything, but I just don't want to be on social media anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly, mad respect, because I feel like, and I mean, do I feel bad for her? Not really. Like, she made millions of dollars. She literally retired early, and she's chilling in her mansion in LA. Like, how lucky. I get it. Like, she probably left through the back door and not under the best circumstances, but it's also like, you got your money and you left while you were on top. Like, yeah, maybe you were sort of canceled, but like,
yeah, whatever. And I think too, though, like, she's respected. Like, and I do, and I think people look on it now, and I see people on TikTok all the time, like, damn, like, why, you know, why were we so insane? Like, why did we get on her so bad? Because it's really like, you know, when people talk about Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star had stuff, like, even people, there have been plenty of people who did that because that's what people thought were funny. That's what stereotypes were. Like, all that stuff was not as like looked at now, not saying, you know, it's bad or worse, it's good or bad, but that sucks. But I do think, like, for her to know that, okay, this is, I've had enough of this, like, I don't need this, is good.
I think, so, also, like, as you mentioned, like, Vanessa, they kind of grow up, which like,
yeah,
make is obvious. But like when you started seeing a lot of these people, we were probably, you know, middle school, high school, and they're obviously years older than us. Like even Colleen Hoover, she's the one that does like Miranda sings,
yeah,
with the lipstick. Like she now has 3 kids. She's married. Like it's a lot of like, I don't know, like, holy shit, you know, like these people have lives. They're also grown-ups now, like real grown-ups with children and husbands, you know what I mean? So like it's one of those things where like you can't, and unfortunately, I mean, we saw it happen to Kevin Hart, and I don't want to derail the conversation, but you know what you do on the internet lives forever. And although you may grow personally, and although, I mean, think about comedy in the 90s, like think about you know, these people that did comedy in the 90s and early 2000s, and think of how raw some of that footage is, that would never fly today. You would never be able to sell seats for things like that. But times change. But unfortunately, once it's online, it's online forever.
I have this list of what they being BuzzFeed, I think. No, who is this? Insider. What they say were like the top YouTubers. Which I mean, I think from like subscriber focus, but the top 10 most popular YouTubers at the beginning of the decade and where they are now. So we'll just go down this list. If you guys knew them, followed them, not. This one threw me the fuck back. Do you guys know
who this is?
What the Buck Show? It's Michael Buckley is his name.
I feel like the name rings a bell.
Yeah. When I saw the picture on the left, I was like, oh my God. So he was like one of the OG pop culture recap. Like he talked about celebrities. He was very like, he was like my introduction to it, and he was so funny. He was like just super out there and like loud and flamboyant and like everything, and I loved it. And his whole thing would be like, what the buck, because his name was Michael Buckley. So he said, clever. So it says he doesn't really do YouTube too much anymore, but he did celebrities, pop culture with parody, with parodies and other commentary. Now he still does YouTube, but he's like a life coach. So, you know, people go on different paths.
Go him.
Venetian Princess. Does this ring a bell to anyone?
No,
not at all.
Me neither. I've never seen this. I had never seen this girl before.
I've never seen this woman.
She is revered for her hilarious parodies of pop songs, including 7 Things Guys Don't Have to Do. So off of 7 Things by Miley Cyrus and I Kissed a Girl, the Elderly Remix. She was the most subscribed woman on YouTube until 2012.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Yeah. Okay. Dave Days.
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember him. I thought he was so weird.
Right? I saw him and I was like, oh. He did, like, again, parodies. He did, like, singing.
This is wild because I feel like YouTube was so big on, like, makeup and lifestyle that I'm like, oh, my gosh. I guess parodies were, like, huge, which makes sense.
And I'm the opposite. Like I only know of it as comedy and sketches and covers. Like I didn't really know like makeup and fashion YouTube like existed. I never followed those people. But yeah, wow. He did this guy, what I know him from, and it says it here, he got Miley Cyrus to make a cameo in the parody of what he did from her song from the last song, the movie. He did a parody to one of the songs and Miley Cyrus was in the video with him.
That's kind of
cool. I remember seeing that and being like, oh my God,
that's lit.
Kev Jumba. Now this was
no
one
clue
of mine. No, you've never seen him before.
No, I feel like this is very geared towards comedy. Is this like all YouTubers, all of them?
Yeah. It says it's the most, if you read all of this, I mean, I just told you that that one girl was the most subscribed in 2012.
That's so wild.
This one, he was one of the first comedian vloggers. He played off of Asian American stereotypes and different humors. I remember he did a lot of videos with like his dad, who had like a very thick accent. And like he did like a video where he would write like I cup and his dad would be like I see you pee in like the accent. And it was just, he would just mess with like with his parents. But
I like that.
Yeah, he like left the platform, but he was huge. I watched him religiously. It was so funny. Ray William Johnson. Do you guys know who this is?
No. Sort of. I think I do. I think I've seen a couple of his videos.
I'd never really seen him. I guess he did a YouTube series called Equals 3. And he did, they say that he started like or he was one of the first ones to do like commentary. You know, people on TikTok will like stitch a video and talk about it as it's being played out. I guess he would do something similar.
Okay.
Zephyl? Seafull?
Never
he
heard of him.
He looks so familiar, but I don't like...
I wasn't sure who he was. He was a bona fide news anchor for YouTube, delivering roundups of headlines about current events, such as celebrity gossip, but also talk about politics. So I didn't know much about him. Obviously, Shane we all Dawson. Know Shane Dawson.
Wild.
That one makes sense.
And so this is what it says. Like, again, short comedy sketches. He had Barb the Lesbian was one of the characters he played. And Shanae, who he also referred to as the Ghetto Girl, which now is all viewed as problematic, obviously. And a lot of his stuff is just not okay today.
He's just a problematic man with a lot of problems.
Smosh. You guys have heard of them.
What do they do?
They were a group. They were like these two started it. They were like a comedy duo. And I never watched them, but I had always heard of them, and they were like really highly subscribed. They just did a lot of viral comedy sketches on their platforms. Fred, we talked about him.
I remember Fred.
You know, was very, I remember he did the episode with iCarly. I was like, oh my God, this is wild. He's making his dreams come true. And then this is who I was talking about before, Ryan Higa, of his profile. Yes. Yes. He still goes by.
How do you pronounce his name?
I'll just avoid it for now. But when you think about the time, again, this is like one of these things where it was like,
times were different.
Okay. Or to some people, right? But he held the title as the most subscribed to channel for 677 days between 2009 and 2011.
Wow.
Maybe right. Because you know what, Jeanette, maybe because this is early 2010s, and I feel like we would know more if it was like 07 08, because that's when we were in middle school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think like
eighth, we were in high school at this point.
Yeah, 8th through like 11th grade was really like when I was in YouTube. I think when like definitely early high school, I was like in it to win it.
Do you guys remember that one kid? And he was like, his name was Anthony, I think. And he would like, was Mr. Lindsay Lohan. Do you remember him? He was gay.
Lohanthony.
Do you guys remember him?
Yes.
Who's I used to watch his content all the time. Now he's like a newfound Christian, like has this whole rhetoric against being gay, that it's like a choice, because they sent him to conversion camp. His parents did.
Who did?
His parents sent him to conversion camp. And he's like,
oh my God.
You look at his videos on YouTube now and it's a complete 180 to what he used to post when he was a kid. It's actually insane, Jeanette. I'll send you a link. It's nuts.
And that's like, fucking wild.
He literally I don't know if he's on TikTok. I think he is, but he would literally just post all about finding God and like how to believe in God. And it's like, and he was literally this 11-year-old or 12-year-old that would scream Lady Gaga and would talk
I loved him.
He was so
poor little guy.
He was everything back in the day. And so it's sad, honestly, to sort of see how things have changed and like how he just doesn't seem to be the same person. Did you guys ever follow Glozell or watch her?
No.
I loved Glozell.
I loved Glozell. She was so fucking funny.
Jeanette, but you see a video and you'll know exactly who it is.
Okay. You know whose names just came into my mind? They're all like rushing back in. Carly Bible. Hello.
Yeah.
You guys have to know who she is.
Yeah, okay. I know who Carly Bible is. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
She's like the Long Island, New Jersey, like local. She was one of the big like first ones. She still, I think, is on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think like this was I think while people focused on celebrities, like I focused on these people's like life and gossip and tea, because they seemed much more realistic than like Brad Pitt, you know? Her tea was that, well, not really. I mean, she had a few things happen, but she was essentially with this guy. Same thing as Jenna Marbles. Everybody thought they were going to be married. I'm pretty sure they were actually engaged. And then I think she ends up like getting pregnant, or she breaks breaks up or they break up and then she starts dating this guy and she gets pregnant and then she breaks up with that guy. Like, it was something wild where, like, all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I'm just going to raise this baby by myself. It was some wild shit. It was, like, wild for the moment. And then the other person that I was going to bring up, Bretman Rock. I mean, come on. Amazing. Him, that little group, I know they had a name, like him, Nikita Dragon, and then the other guy, I forget his name. That's insane. Like, I love him as a fellow Leo, but also, mm-hmm. like, I just feel like he's still my favorite. I still follow him on TikTok. And I think the reason he's been so successful cross platforms is because he's authentic mm-hmm. and he's original. And he, you know, like, everybody kind of keeps up with what's going on in trend, and he's just kind of done himself regardless. And he's been super successful. So love him. Still watch him. Cleo. His sister, Princess,
she's nuts.
She's got the tea. Her life,
she is wild.
Shout out to Princess, but she's got a lot going on.
And it's, when you think about Bretman too, and he talks about it, like, there's so many of them that you would just, now it's just like so formulated, right? Like the stuff that they put together, and like everyone tries to be like authentic with their vlogs, but like, no, these people, Jenna Marbles will literally just set up a camera and go. And that's a big thing with Tana Mojo, even though I didn't really follow her, but everyone says that she was one of like the big originators of like story time. And she would like tell these like wild stories of things that happened to her. And that was always like, that resonated with people, even if they didn't follow her, because they just knew who she was. And I think too, who was I just thinking about? Did you guys, I had never watched Miranda Sings, but I knew of her stuff. The Colleen person you're talking about.
I used to hate her skit. I thought it was so fucking stupid.
Thought it was stupid.
And I'm like, why are people watching this woman with like overdrawn lipstick?
This grown woman acting like a child.
So I don't know. And maybe somebody could speak to it, that, or like a listener might be a fan and like maybe they can explain to me. I never understood it. I do think she was like a theater major, or she was like in theater. So, you know, like theater,
she
kids
gives
are different.
Theater vibes.
She is theater very much to the T. But I started watching her once she became an adult. Like once she grew out of that shit, I was like, oh, okay, you're okay. You know, like when she started doing like her vlogs or whatever. Vlogmas. Can we talk about Vlogmas, please? I mm-hmm. fucking lived for Vlogmas. Jackie. I fucking love this bitch.
Yeah, like she's this another is what one. I watched.
She's another one. I watched it so much that my boyfriend like would start singing Jackie.
Was that like her intro?
That's her intro. She's like, well, it used to be. I'm dating myself because she doesn't do that anymore. She doesn't need to catch song anymore. But no, I love her. She's super humble, similar to Bretman Rock. I feel like she stayed very original, very mm-hmm. out of the drama, very true to herself. She's got this fine ass, tall ass, dark
Nigerian husband.
Good for her. And he's got this British
a
accent.
Glass of dark chocolate. I mean, it's fine. Yes.
No, it's, oh my God, good for her. Wish nothing but the best for her. She deserves it. She's great.
So this says her first video was in 2009, and it had a series of pictures and text explaining the steps of achieving a smoky eye. But that's like interesting that you knew her so much, because like that was just 2009, which I feel like is kind of on the latter half of, because some of these people started in like 2006, 2005, which is crazy. Zoella, did you guys ever
watch Zoella?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know who these people were. Tyler Oakley.
I was obsessed with him.
Really?
I used to watch his videos all the time.
Was he like a vlogger? Like what did he do?
He would just do different things. Like he would do different activities, almost like David Dobrik. Like they would have like different activities mm-hmm. that they would do for a video. Mm-hmm. And then he like blew up, and then he was a judge on, I want to say, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And a fashion show, I forgot, but he like blew up and then all of a sudden just like disappeared. It was like one of those things. So like I literally, like, this is a memory unlocked, because I was going through an article and I saw Tyler Oakley. I was like, I completely forgot about him.
But I think, I'm pretty sure I see him on TikTok sometimes.
So like I was going through his YouTube. I guess he did a goodbye video 2 years ago around the same time that Jenna Marbles did. And then he posted another video 5 months ago saying, hey, I'm not dead. Like people forgot about him.
Yeah, right. And I think, I don't know if he actually posts content, but I see him like comment under videos and stuff.
Oh,
like,
really?
I think he's verified and stuff. Yeah. Timothy De La Ghetto.
De La Ghetto, yeah. I remember him from Vine. I remember him from Vine too, actually.
Yeah. Let's see. Patricia Bright. You guys know her?
Is she British? No. No, it says New York. No, then no.
No, I don't know her. Liza Koshy.
Oh,
yes.
Of course. I liked her, but I just couldn't watch too much of her because I even till the end, I felt that she was so immature, and I know that there's a whole fan base for her, but she just felt very cartoony. Like she tried to be
yelling.
Yes, like she tried to be funny, and I'm like, I can't stand people that try. Just be generic, like be genuinely funny.
I only liked her on Vine.
So that's the one thing I wanted to talk about was like the transition of people from Vine to YouTube when, because that's how I think a lot of that did start, was Vine to YouTube. I didn't follow a lot of them. Like David Dobrik, I was all about him on Vine. I really did not follow him too much on YouTube. Like I would watch the Vlog Squad here and there. I watched a lot of their stuff actually when the two of them were dating because I did like her and I thought that they were funny. And then when they broke up, I pretty much stopped both of their stuff, but I liked them on Vine. But yeah, their YouTube stuff just never like interest me. Hannah Hart, she did My Drunk Kitchen.
No.
I remember I watched a few of these. She would literally just like get wasted on camera and would try to cook something in her kitchen. And it was pretty funny.
That's now, something oh my I God, would
Kingsley,
do.
Kingsley, I now forgot this, about him.
Now, this motherfucker ran my life. If I had a person that I wanted to be or that I think I have built my life like, it's Kingsley. He would, the parodies, like the commentary he would do on celebrities, on people dating, on everything. Like, I thought he was so fucking funny. Jeanette, do you ever watch him?
Not enough to know him off the top of my head.
It's Kingsley, bitch. He would literally, I would say, is one of the first people of like rants. Like, he would just pick a topic and would rant about it for 10, 15 minutes. And it would be so funny. All right.
I feel like we were on different sides of YouTube.
Oh, completely different sides. Now, I don't even need to get into this bitch because I can't. I can't. JoJo Siwa. Like,
I know who she is, but I never watched.
I've never watched. Yeah, same. Like, I know who she is. I've never. I think it's more geared towards children, no?
Yeah.
Okay. I never watched her. This is like a gamer, so I don't think that appeals to us. Candy Johnson. She seems like a makeup girl.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of her videos, but she wasn't like in my top.
Then we have Jenna Marbles.
Love
Jenna's
her.
Iconic, how to trick people into thinking you're good looking, went viral in 2010 and it has had over 67 million views. I remember that video. Let's see. Elle of the Mills. Oh, I've seen her on
TikTok.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I've seen her on TikTok, but I never knew her. From YouTube. I've heard of her, but I never watched her stuff. You guys never heard of her?
No.
Never.
I had bangs like that in high school though.
Anna Akana?
No.
No.
I don't know who this person is. Oh, Patrick Starr.
Oh bitch. Yes, Patrick Starr.
I learned contour because of him.
Look at that smoky eye, bitch. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's all they did back in the day. And I ate that shit up.
Mm-hmm. You loved it. This was the other guy we talked about. Annie Elaney. I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. This one's definitely more well-rounded. Smosh Miles. Yeah. Miles J. I've seen this, whatever this video is. Like my status. I've seen this, whatever this video is from. I've definitely seen that before. Brett and Link. See if there's anyone else.
Oh, Swoozy. Wait, I loved Swoozy. Go up right there. Swoozy. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I know. So
she's like, I don't know any of these funny people. This fucking random thing comes up.
Okay. So there was also some tea. He was not problematic, but there was this other girl. Fuck, I can't remember. She did a lot of lifestyle videos as well. He did more like, I don't know. Are they skits? Like, he would draw.
This says animated parodies. Like, so he would create video, like animations.
He would create animations and then they would be like about his life. Like he was like, I went, like he'd go to community college and I think, I don't, maybe he's in Orlando, maybe he's in California. I don't know where he was, but like he would go like, oh, I went to college and then I was trying to hit on this shorty and like, this is what happened. It was actually really fucking hilarious. I loved him. But then he ended up kind of like collabing with this girl that I followed that did like lifestyle and makeup. And there were rumors that they were dating, but they were never confirmed. Yes, I remember Swoozie. Oh my gosh. Wow. Throwback.
So that was the tea?
That was the tea. Miranda Sings.
Miranda Sings.
I never watched her.
Yeah. I never watched her videos either. Todrick Hall. I never watched his videos, but I knew of him. Yeah, in the space. And that's it. Well, I don't know if you guys have any other big moments from YouTube or different scandals and stuff that you followed.
I know, but I will, I'm like trying to think back of like all the shit that like shook me back in the day. I will never forget, there was another video that went viral and it was this like, I don't know, like teenage girl curling her hair in the bathroom and she burns her hair off.
I remember
and
that.
Yeah,
I think I was like maybe in high school or like fresh out of high school. And I was working a desk job and it was like late in the night and I was bored as hell. And I'll never forget that came up on like my YouTube algorithm. And when I tell you, my jaw has never dropped as low as that day. I was like burnt. And then I think eventually, like within months or like a year, she was on Ellen DeGeneres and they gave her like all these heat styling tools, which was really funny. Oh, that's also where, what were the two girls that were on Ellen that were like... Oh.
Like, Rosie and Sophia.
That's where they got popular. They were singing Nicki Minaj, I think, on YouTube. I think a lot of the guests that Ellen, and honestly, Ellen's gone now too. So like, look at the times. But a lot of the guests that Ellen had went viral on YouTube. Like,
that's
if
so
you think
true.
About, yeah,
damn,
you think about
Daniel.
Damn Daniel.
That was huge.
With the white Vans. I think that might have been Vine though, but like, yes. Or maybe it was YouTube. I don't remember. What else? She had like a lot of these like prodigy children.
Do you guys remember Alex from Target?
Yes.
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 And now he's like nowhere, but that was literally like someone getting so fucking famous for literally nothing. Like he was just
cute.
He was a cute cashier from Target and then just did nothing after it. And it's just like, it's so funny how some of these people get these platforms and then do like nothing. I'll never forget that.
She also got, and I don't remember if he was a YouTuber or if he was on another, I'm pretty sure he was a YouTuber. Kel. Or he did reactions to like people cooking. And
oh,
then
Kaylin?
Kaylin, that one. He came from YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, he did. He reacted to someone like making something gross and posted it on YouTube. And it was like that
got
millions. It was so funny. And then literally Ellen hired him, brought him on. And Kaylin Reacts is now his whole thing. And I remember that original video. And it's so
it was
funny.
Like mac and cheese or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you see the original stuff and then to where they are now, it's like that one video could just change your life. But a lot of that stuff is so natural, and that's the thing nowadays is like these people try to like make it up and fake it just to have like a moment, but these like all these other YouTubers were so authentic.
I caught a second wind of obsession with YouTube with like the Ace family. Do you guys remember them?
Oh yeah. You watched the Ace family?
I honestly so want to say maybe this was like my like graduating semester at UCF. I like randomly got obsessed with YouTube again, and I would watch all of their videos before they became like really problematic.
Oh God.
I would watch all of their videos. I would watch like the Vlog Squad, Jeff's Barbershop. I would watch all of those. And then I remember when like the whole accident happened with Jeff and then Zane and Heath, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then all that drama and they were picking sides. I don't know. I think it's actually really interesting. I still follow a lot of them on Instagram.
I caught a second wave for the Vlog Squad too. Once I like started to know more about, like, I think I just sort of hopped on and I was like, I wonder what he's up to. And just sort of seeing the evolution of David Dobrik, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty. Do you know what happened to him? Jeanette, like the whole thing.
Wasn't there like a party and he recorded some content that he wasn't supposed to with like some underage woman?
Well, there are two things.
So one of the big things that happened that includes this guy, Jeff, that he does Jeff's Barbershop, which is another like YouTube show. So essentially they were all part of the Vlog Squad. And I think they were in Europe or they were somewhere foreign. I don't remember where they were.
Yeah.
And David wanted to like record content, and he got, what was it, like a tractor?
He got a crane.
A crane.
So he got a crane. And,
Jeff was like... climbed on the ball of the crane or whatever, and David is spinning it, essentially. And I don't know what the logistics were, but Jeff got like severely hurt. Like they literally thought he was going to die.
So David was like, go faster, go faster, go faster for a YouTube video. And he's like flinging Jeff around. Jeff gets flung off this thing, like slams his face on the machine, and his eye like literally like popped out.
They saw his cranium and everything. Like they literally thought that he was dead, like at the scene. And they're not friends anymore, but a lot of the people that were involved, and a lot of these people are from Vine. That's how I like followed the drama. They all picked David's side because David obviously is like a gazillionaire, has all these business deals, whatever. And now Jeff is like out
all of their careers too.
Literally. And Jeff is like out for blood. Like this is still going on right now. Like he is suing David for like obviously like hospital bills and things like that, but like mental things that he had to go through, like trauma. Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's that literally insane. Wild. He says, like, he still can't see perfectly out of one eye, and he still has to get more surgeries done because of the insane trauma that happened to his eyes. I did not know that. Yeah. This happened like what, like a year or two ago?
I think it's been a few years now because it's been ongoing. So I think it's like probably been three. It was, I want to say, like either right as COVID was like ending. I think it's been a minute now that they haven't been like friends.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, the world of YouTube, and a lot of these people are still relevant today. And, you know, some new YouTubers are on the rise always. Maybe even one of us, who knows, maybe Gossipin will be coming to a YouTube.
Honestly,
page near
we
you.
We had a guest, back in our, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Baby episodes.
Right.
And she had a YouTube channel that she started when she was in high school. And so when we would go like, I don't know, and like drink or whatever, people would pull it up and like make fun of her.
Oh, that's so mean.
Like, okay. Not in a bullying way. Oh, like, okay. Like look at.
No, not in a bullying way. Eyeshadow. Like, they would be like, oh my God, you were so fucking stupid.
No, it wasn't like that. It's like, we'd be at like a house party and somebody would just put it on the TV.
Oh my God.
Jeanette, this sounds like bullying.
It's okay. No, because
this is why this girl moved to Northeast America and ran away.
Okay. No, that's not why she moved away, but she like, okay. So just to describe the video, like think of like 2007, 2008, right? Like you're in middle school, and she was doing this like, I'm gonna do a winter makeup video. I have to find it and send it to you guys. Oh, and so she did like blue eyeshadow, but like we all looked like, when we were in middle school, we all looked like dorks, right? Like it was like one out of 10 girls was like, oh my God. But everybody else was just like in that weird ugly duckling phase, right? Now kids are different. I don't know what they're fucking eating and drinking. But so like it was just funny because like as a fellow girl of that age group, you remember doing the same shit, but like she just so happened to record it. So now we have evidence of it. And like, I don't know. I just thought we always laughed. I mean, she laughed. So it's good. Not like we were like pointing ha 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 at her. It was just more she's like, oh my God. She's thriving. She's doing her best.
Back then that was the thing. Like, and
that's what
and
I'm saying, the blue eyeshadow.
That back in the day, people would have been like, this is awesome. You're going to totally blow up. And now looking back, it's like, oh my God, what were we doing?
I feel like if we were each on YouTube, what would we be famous for? I feel like mine would be makeup because I'm obsessed with makeup.
Jeanette, I would be skincare, 100%.
I think I would do like story times because I have just the craziest fucking things that happen to me and stories, and I'm very like exaggerative. And yeah, I think I would probably just tell stories and just say outlandish things. That would probably be me.
I'm glad we all know each other, like ourselves, so well, because no hesitation with those answers.
100%. Well, you think I'm going to do skincare? I have one. I text Jeanette. Is this a good cleanser? What's a retinol? When do I use this?
I will never lead you astray. Honestly, that might be my calling. Look out for me on YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah. So this is actually an announcement of all of our individual YouTube channels. Correct. Please go subscribe.
Period.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to another episode of Gossipin'. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.